Well, it is amazing. It's a whole lot bigger than we thought it would ever be over the course of 5 years. You know, the food giveaway has given away about 5 million pounds of food. And it hasn't been small quantities. Some days it's been 40,000 pounds. And so it's been a lot. But we appreciate, like, the local bakeries. They have us come over and get food from them. And over Feeding South Dakota, they're our main source of getting food. A construction company here in town, we call them up and they bring a forklift up to our parking lot and we unload food there when we give food away there. And actually, Ryan, it's amazing because we started out in our parking lot, but in October of 2009, of course, it was getting cold. And so a gentleman in our church said, you know, you need to find some place inside. And of course, he was right. And so we ended up being at the WH Lyon Fairgrounds for probably about 3 years. And then the same man who was on the board of the fairgrounds is a member of our church. They, God bless them, their business people, ended up building a building out at the WH Lyon Fairgrounds, designated for us to use it every Friday. Wow. And so it's a huge building. It has a port in it where we can pull a truck in. Over the course of these 5 years, the Feeding South Dakota people gave us a truck that's almost half the size of a semi. And so we've been blessed. And over the course of a month, there may be up to 6,000-7,000 people fed because of not only the food giveaway, but also food giveaways in our parking lot. But the community has pulled together. And what we've really found, and what I would like to say to pastors around the area, is that, you know, the Lord calls us to feed people and clothe people and house people. And so do we just need to step out in faith and do that? When we just stepped out in faith, it was like the Lord supplied the need.